Hello, good morning. Well, good afternoon. It's 20 past three, so I suppose the morning is well gone. Whether we're on sort of GMT or GMT plus two or three even. So never mind. It sort of felt like the morning. Obviously it's not. So how are you? I'm looking out of the window and the rain has gone. Actually, it's quite warm today, isn't it, Pilar? Yes, it is. Not quite sort of sunbathing weather, or t-shirt and shorts weather, but it is extremely warm. Well, we're looking again at the BBC press office and the offering. Not long to go now until we sort of get really into the sort of Christmas spirit and everything. Next week, we shall begin our proper Christmas season countdown, because all the information is here at our fingertips, and we shall be looking at week 51 and 52 of the year, the final weeks. It's all the Christmas bits and pieces. In week 50, we have Macbeth to look out for, by the way, so don't miss that. But we're, oh, and also we have, well, I'm just looking here. I'm getting all excited because there's all kinds of things here. I have to sort of control myself and realize that there's only so much I can do in these little audio booths. I could sit here and talk for hours, but I don't think you would like that any more than I would. So I have to sort of focus on something. But really, it's, you know, where do I begin? Now, there's some great news from the BBC press office. We were told about this yesterday. We found out. I mean, we're starting to use the Twitter now to really sort of get the information now. And Jim from the BBC archive tweeted to say that there was a new collection. And indeed, he very kindly tweeted me. And he said something was going to happen, but they were sort of keeping it quiet as a sort of surprise. And I think they may have begun to release bits yesterday, but the sort of proper thing, I checked this morning and it was there. I was up very early this morning, and it was all together. So if you now go to the BBC press office, the information is here. BBC Archive releases radio broadcast. This is great for me because I can't watch any of the television clips. I get the little message saying you can't watch it in your territory, unfortunately. Which is a bit of a shame, but I have to wait until I go home at Christmas. But in the meantime, you can listen to all the radio stuff, which is great. And BBC Archive is releasing a collection of national radio broadcasts by Prince of Wales and shortest reigning monarch in British Commonwealth history, Edward the VIII. I saw that coming up. You know the way the Roman numeral thing always gets me. I always miscount. I always do the wrong one. And I saw it coming, and I was thinking, oh, make sure you get it right, Steve, because if you get it wrong, it makes you look a bit silly. But anyway, I think I got that right. So Edward the VIII. And there's all you can sort of click on. This is on the press office website. Their address, as always, is bbc.co.uk/press office. And they've released the programmes and documents as well, charting accession to abdication. And there's a lot of information here. I'm not going to read it now because, let me have a look. We're almost on 4 minutes. So we have a minute left of our audio boo, more or less. But basically, the information here, BBC Archive is releasing a collection of national radio broadcasts. The intriguing collection, which includes the abdication speech, reveals the uncrowned king's remarkable broadcasting abilities, showcases interviews with the Duke and Duchess of Windsor, plus those that knew them, and recalls debates on how the abdication changed the course of British monarchy. The launch of the collection coincides with the 11th of December anniversary of the abdication, and BBC One and BBC One HD's upcoming revival of Upstairs Downstairs, a lavish drama set against the backdrop of impending war and the announcement of a new king. So check it out at the BBC Archive page. Their Twitter is twitter.com/archive@BBC, and their website is bbc.co.uk/archive. So there we have information there from the BBC press office about the BBC Archive.